Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We got an email into the show that said, if I had to describe my date in one word, it would be awkward.
Okay. I mean, this is right up our alley.
I didn't even have to read anymore after that. I was like, yes, I'm tired of hearing about gushy romantic dates from people. Let's just call this train wreck. Give us a real challenge. And that's the story of how Aaron got on the phone with us today. Aaron, thanks for being with us. You little dumpster fire, you.
How's it going, guys?
Aaron, I never understand. If your date is described as awkward, why do you want to call this person?
I like need like a restart, you know, like a redo.
Oh, it's your fault. I hear what you're saying. Okay. It's your fault it was awkward.
That's what all the train wrecks say. Yeah. Wish we could just do this over again.
To be honest, it really wasn't like my fault, her fault. Like, it just was a really, really bad situation.
Now I'm dying to know.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what happened. First, start with the girl. What's her name?
Okay, so her name's Monica.
Okay, where'd you meet her?
I just met her off a dating app.
Okay.
What'd you guys do?
Yeah, it was just like a normal like coffee date, and like to be honest, it just really ended up to be like messed up. It sucked.
Coffee dates are like the safest dates you can have. They're not very long.
No, but if they get your drink wrong, ooh, train wreck. Yeah. Right,
Jeff? Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, 2 pumps of vanilla instead of 4.
Oh, I'm never calling her again.
You can add a little something extra to that coffee. Pour a little something in, make it a little extra fun. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
No?
Alcohol.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Okay.
I thought that was sly.
This is what happened, guys. This is what happened. I had no control over this at all. Most awkward thing ever to happen to me in my life on a date.
Okay.
Ooh,
what was it?
Take a girl to a coffee shop thinking safe coffee date, whatever, right? End up getting there, do the window, and who do I see? My ex-girlfriend works at the coffee shop.
Oh, no. You honestly had no idea?
Dude, I didn't know anything about this. Trust me. My heart drops, butterflies. I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know, this is insane. This is really happening. Anyways, I try to play it off, okay? I really just try to keep it cool. I pay for our drinks. We sit down. We wait for our drinks, right? She's kind of looking at us, and then I'm kind of, like, looking. But then I'm, like, trying to participate in this date, but I'm totally distracted by this other situation that just arose.
Yes.
So, hold on. Did you tell your date about the fact that your ex is working as a...
No, what are you... I'm just meeting this person for pretty much the first time ever. If I do that, it'd be like red flags. I'd probably never, ever see this.
Your ex is pissed. Your ex is also mad at you at this point.
Yeah.
I'm a little frustrated myself because I'm caught in this limbo. But look, I try to play a cool whatever... Anyways, she comes and brings the coffee to us.
She does.
I was going to be like, did she not notice you?
If I was in the situation, I was at work, I would have like my coworker, hey, I'm in a situation, I see my ex.
She just wanted the extra tip for good service, probably.
Yeah.
She goes off not only to do this, but then starts letting me know about where she's at in life. Why she took on this job and just starts like going off. And then the whole time that like my ex is just ranting, I'm just like, I'm looking at Monica. Monica's looking at me. I'm like looking at my ex. Everyone's kind of looking. I don't even know what to do.
I mean, at this point, Monica knows that this is your ex, right? Is Monica pissed?
I mean, she was understanding, but it was just weird, you know?
Did she believe you that you didn't know that the ex worked there?
I hope.
I wouldn't believe you.
I wouldn't either.
Would you believe him?
No, I wouldn't believe him.
Because if I was you, Aaron, and I had seen my ex in the coffee shop, I would have been like, oh, hey, by the way, maybe we should go across the street to the other coffee shop instead of sitting down.
You're right. I should have just totally left. Yeah.
Or just like, hey, my stomach hurts. I don't want coffee. Let's go for a walk. Anything.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, after the situation had happened where she dropped off the drinks and I explained the situation to Monica, I asked her if she felt comfortable and wanted to leave. And she said, no, it's okay. We can stay. So
how much longer were you there with Monica?
We were there for probably like 20, 30 minutes, to be honest. And like, you know, we moved to outside to give some like personal space, you know, from my ex. But I could just see her. Like, I could feel her energy. I can see her looking at me, man. It's like the neighborhood watch, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You cannot blame her for this one. I would totally do that. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Oh, this is such bad timing.
And Aaron, I have something else that I need to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Your ex is actually in the room with us right now. She wants to talk with you.
What?
I'm just kidding, man.
I'm just playing around.
We're going to play a song.
Okay, cool, because I just kind of want to like move forward in my life, not go back.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that. We'll play a song, we'll come back, and we'll call your date Monica for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, all right?
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Okay, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we've got a guy named Aaron on the phone. And I gotta say, I am so proud of us.
Really?
We haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
No, we did. We made it through a whole part one about a coffee date and didn't make a single coffee pun.
Well, why would we?
That's just what we do, I feel like.
Okay.
Do you know how many puns we could have made in that first part?
I mean, it's
not
grounds,
a latte.
It's grounds
a whole latte.
Yeah,
a whole lot of puns. But okay, we've ruined it now.
Okay.
Yeah, we all tried to say one at the same time.
Yeah.
That's how bad.
We're not very good at our jobs.
No, we're not.
So maybe we should just talk to Aaron.
We should vent.
Aaron. Okay. Let's stop.
It's officially the worst second date ever. I'm sorry, Aaron.
That's your fault, Jeffrey. I want you to take the blame for that, and I want you to apologize to everyone.
I do. But if you're just tuning in and you missed the first part, Aaron took out a girl named Monica to a coffee date. And the really awkward thing about it was that Aaron's ex-girlfriend worked as a barista there. He claims he didn't know that beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she even delivered them their food and their drinks, told them about why she was working as a barista there. Got really awkward really quick.
Aaron, what do you think your biggest mistake was here?
To be honest, I don't know where to start. I don't know what I did wrong. Yeah.
Too many things.
Yeah. I would say walking through the door when you saw your ex was inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I got this painted narrative where I, like, people think I'm a player or something.
No, no one thinks that. They just think you're playing.
I think you're a player, bro.
I was just trying to live a life and go on a nice, healthy date. That's it.
Okay. All right. All right. I feel you.
All right, playa. Let's call this girl for you and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Let's dial the number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Monica, please?
This is her.
Hi, Monica. My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
I'm sorry, you're what? Mm-hmm.
I'm a radio host.
Show some respect.
Yeah. And I host the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
He's also a sassy pants.
Yeah, he's a little sassy.
Okay, are you sure you meant to call me? I don't know, I'm at work.
You don't listen to our show, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we meant to call you.
Yeah. We're doing something called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if the person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
And so somebody emailed us about you recently. His name's Aaron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, you remember Aaron.
How could you forget Aaron?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So Aaron told us that he took you out on a date recently. He admits didn't go quite the way that he saw it going, but he really had a good time with you and is hoping to see you again.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It was kind of an interesting situation.
Yeah, I mean, what he really wants is a redo of the date, because he said that when he went there, his ex happened to be working as a barista, something that he didn't know going into this.
Do you believe him that he didn't know that his ex was working there?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't think he intentionally took me there, but he got there before me, so, like, there's no possible way that he could have not seen her, and, like, I don't understand why we stayed there. You know what I mean? Like, we could have gone anywhere else.
Yeah, totally.
But she was wearing, like, a different outfit, so maybe it, like, blended in to the background where he didn't notice.
I just think that he made it.
No, I agree. You don't walk into a coffee shop and look at every single employee and I see their face.
You just see green apron, green apron, green apron, and it kind of blends in.
No, out, it's like a beacon, okay? It's like you're tingling. A moth, and then the X is the light, and you go to the X no matter what. It's the first thing you see no matter what.
Well, I think that's some, like, personal issues that you guys
have. I'm telling you.
Anyway.
Monica will back me, too.
Let's bring it back to the date. So, Monica, are you telling us that was the problem for your date, that you were turned off because his ex was there?
Awkward doesn't even begin to describe how weird it was.
Right.
Like, it was, like, she made the point to come over. She, you know, brought us our drinks. And she kind of just, like, leaned, like, really hard into him and kind of just, like, went off.
The thing is, Aaron told us all that. He's aware that all that happened, and he's really remorseful. Wish that it never happened.
That part's true. So, I mean, he wanted to crawl under the table, I think, and just curl up in a ball.
Could you give him the benefit of the doubt there?
I mean, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. After this all happened, I felt like it was really weird and that there was something kind of missing, or I don't know. I felt like I had to kind of go back, and I ended up talking to his ex.
Oh, wait, what?
Wait, something missing? Like she forgot to put sugar into the coffee?
No,
hold
Jeffrey.
Up. No. You went back to the coffee shop and talked to the ex?
What?
Well, it was so weird because she was, you could tell that, like, she wasn't over him and that, you know, like, just.
But why would you even put energy into that? I mean, what possibly could you talk to her about?
I mean, I just wanted to kind of hear her side of everything, and I didn't know if I was reading it wrong, and so I wanted to make sure, because if I was going to go out with him again, I didn't want to get in the way of something if there's the potential that they might get back together.
Are you playing, like, relationship counselor to them? Like, what did you say to her?
No.
I mean, you know, we ended up talking, and she just, you know, she really, really misses him, and it just, you know, she was telling me about all this, like, all these, like, really romantic interactions that they had together, and it was just, it was a lot. And
what the hell is going on? That's crazy. Are you nuts?
Well, hold on.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, hold on, Aaron.
I don't even like my ex-girlfriend. That's why she's my
Hold on, Aaron. Hold on. Monica. I needed to tell you that Aaron's been on the other line listening, and he heard everything that you said. Aaron, you're supposed to wait till we call you in.
Yeah, it's an organized thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That has to be the most craziest thing that's happened to me in my life.
Okay, wait.
You think that I'm the crazy one? What are you even talking about?
You are out of your mind, girl. You're gnarly.
Wait, Aaron, you think she's crazy for going to talk to the ex at the coffee shop where you had your first date?
I would never do that to somebody. I would never do that.
No, wait, she likes you. So if she really likes you, she has an opportunity to make sure you're a cool guy.
Aaron, you're the one that introduced her to your ex.
By accident.
No, what do you mean introduced? She just ended up being at the coffee shop. I didn't introduce. What?
Monica, what are you feeling right now?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I think the fact that he's calling me crazy when this whole entire scenario was his fault is ridiculous. And I don't think I'm being crazy, because I think that it's kind of a girl code thing. Like, I'm not going to get in the middle of two people that, you know, have the potential of getting back together.
What do you mean girl code? I'm not with her anymore. I'm hanging out with you. Like,
dude, you said to her work. What do you want me to say? Like, you
gnarly.
Saw her, and then we still continued to have a date.
You are telling me that. I don't want to go out on a date. Okay. I don't ever.
So wait, Monica, are you still talking to Aaron's ex?
Oh, God.
No, I'm not talking to her right now, but obviously, like, we've been texting. Like,
are you nuts?
What are you guys talking about?
We're just talking about Aaron and, like, how amazing and beautiful their relationship was together, and how it could still be amazing if they decided to move forward. Like, you know, it's really, my heart goes out to her. It's never, you know, she's obviously not over him.
But he's over her.
I don't think Aaron is interested anymore. I feel like you're kind of gaslighting her, giving her hope where there's not hope.
I mean, I'm just listening. You know, I'm being a sounding board for her, and she's just kind of talking through stuff with me, and that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Can I have any say in my love life here? I mean, this sounds kooky.
No. You're not allowed to do that, Aaron.
Crazy. Hey, we're trying to talk about your love life now, so be quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, you both sound a little cuckoo, but sometimes that works out.
Yeah, that's
so true. Aaron, I mean, do you have any lasting feelings for your ex?
No, and now knowing this girl sounds like
I think you guys should hang out.
Oh, that's a great idea. Actually, you know what, Aaron? I would like to offer you and Monica and your ex to go out on another date.
A three-way date.
We'll pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, I know a great coffee shop.
There we go.
Come on,
Monica's on board.
You know, taking you to that coffee shop, knowing that you went back to talk to my ex, now being on the radio, this has to be by far now the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Glad we could do that for you, Aaron.
You're welcome. We're memorable.
Yeah.
Wow, Aaron, you really do make bad decisions, don't you?
Moving 92.5.